We are joined today by Lloyd Nix and Alicia Ike. And these two are very talented artists. They have a great new song coming out this week. We want to get to know both of you a little bit better, first of all, and how you both got into music. Lloyd, let's start with you.
Well, actually, music has been a lifetime love of mine. I did not grow up in a musical family. I just got into music and actually gravitated to as a kid. And then when I started to go to church, I was actually the first Christian in my household around 13, 14. I had an uncle that started to come and get me, and I fell in love with the hymns of the church and gospel singers like Fred Hammond. And then I went to school for music and naturally gravitated towards more worship music, like Hillsong and Elevation. And back then when I was in school, Jesus culture was a big thing. And so I was just a fan of the writing, and eventually it led into a lifelong career of music.
Alicia, how about you? How did you get into music?
For me, it was, I actually did grow up in a very musical family, so a little opposite of Lloyd, but I was one of five kids. My dad ran a Christian camp. My mom led the worship, at campfires, and eventually was a pastor's kid. So I've been kind of immersed in Christian music and the world of ministry basically since I was old enough to walk. And so for me, I remember falling asleep hearing my mom on her guitar writing music and singing. So that was something that she kind of, I think, implemented into my life. So me and my brother were always kind of writing music, leading worship at church. I think that started for me around 13, where I got involved like at youth group. And so I kind of, music has always been like the biggest love of my life. I've always loved to sing. That was always when people would ask me what you want to do, I'd say, I want to be a singer. That was just a no-brainer for me. So for me, it's been a long journey of, you know, ebbs and flows of being creative and having seasons of that, having kids and kind of taking a break from that. You know, as a young adult, I pursued music in college as well, and kind of wanted to push forward and be as excellent as I could be. But yeah, I think for me, writing has always just been, whether I produce or record or perform, it's just always been my go-to, specifically how God speaks to me. So it's just been like, it's a love of my life. And I'm so excited to be able to kind of devote more time as of late to music and really diving into collaborating and writing more. And it's just such a beautiful tool. I don't know where I would be right now without music. So
speaking of collaboration, the two of you, as well as Kay Anthony, are releasing this amazing song, Back to Jesus, this week. Tell us how this collaboration all came to be.
Well, I think Kay Anthony was the bridge that introduced us both. He's a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. I've been friends with Kay Anthony for about 2 or 3 years now. We actually met online. It was just a random message that we kind of got connected with on Instagram. I have been listening to his music for years, and I guess my music, he somehow found my music, and then we started talking, and instantly we became like brothers. Like, he was like the brother that I never had. And it was like almost like we knew each other for years. And that conversation went into him actually coming and visiting and spending time with my family. And I put on the writing camp here in St. Louis, and he came in, and it was just like we had been friends for years. And naturally, so we've just been all in each other's lives. Like, I know his wife, he knows my wife, I know his kids call me uncle, my baby call him uncle. And then one day I get a call from him, and he's in a write with Alicia, and then all of a sudden I'm actually in bed with my wife, and I get a call, and I meet Alicia, and we started to write over WhatsApp. And it eventually we just kept writing, and it took about, think about, it take us about a month or so to connect again. And then we started writing this song about, we just wanted to write a song that led back to Jesus. Like literally the song was a testament, I think, of where we all were at the time, you know, with the music. And when we're doing music, it's a lot of as a career especially, sometimes you feel like there's a lot of striving because you're trying to write that song. And this song really, I think, was literally us just pouring out our hearts on, let's just get back to the basic, Jesus. And so that's how, I hope that wasn't a run-on answer, but that's how we met through K. Anthony. And ever since then, it's just been beautiful, and we're excited for the world to see what Jesus placed on our hearts.
What was that like collaborating and being in three different locations trying to put together this beautiful worship song?
It was I think it was actually really fun. It was a slower process than probably all of us are used to. Just 'cause you're three people, you know, trying to find the time, and we are all busy with our careers as well as kids and stuff. So, but you know what? It didn't feel forced. And I think all of us kind of were just like, let's just do the best we can with this song and let it happen as it happens. And even in the production side, I felt like, you know, they would do their part, I would do my part, but it wasn't rushed and it wasn't forced. And you know, I was able to kind of listen to what they did vocally and add, you know, where I thought would be cool and vice versa. Like they got my vocals and kind of worked around that. So it was a really cool process of just working with a lot of different people. And I think something I value a lot, specifically right now in my life, is not forcing things and just allowing God to lead. And I believe he really does that creatively. So, you know, I've been in seasons where I've like, yeah, what Lloyd said, you know, you're trying to make it happen. You're trying to write this song and it's just or you're trying to get the, you know, that big song. And God's just been like, hey, slow down. What do you want? Like, stop and just ask me, like, what do you want this to sound like, God? Where do you want to take this? And just like have fun. I feel like God's just so present when we slow down and we're just like, hey, God, like even think listening to them and letting myself feel inspired and just singing what, you know, I feel like is just naturally coming instead of just forcing something. So it was definitely like a longer process, but I actually really valued that. So yeah, it was fun.
That's going to be interesting because when you listen to the song, for those who are not in the industry, you would never know that the three of you are in different places. It's so well done. Now, speaking of the song itself, you guys have your own, you put your own stories into this as well, and your own emotions, your own feelings when it comes to back to Jesus. Tell us a little bit more about that. Maybe let's start with you, Lloyd.
Well, it was kind of cool because I'm in St. Louis and K. Anthony's in Michigan. And so he was close enough to drive here. It's about a 5.5 hour drive, 6 hours at best. And so he decided to come in, and it was kind of like sometimes it was messages missed because they use WhatsApp. And I had just got WhatsApp because K. Anthony introduced me to it. I was like, I have never used this app before. So I'm missing a lot of messages from him. And then Elisa's like, hey, Lloyd, we're talking to you. And I'm like completely oblivious to the entire conversation because I just did not get it. And so finally, she would send us a demo. We would write and we wrote it together and we finished it. Elisa recorded a demo. And we got to live with it for months. And then finally, I think she pulled in, it was her brother, right? It's her brother, the producer. She pulled in her brother to produce the music for it. And he orchestrated this like huge song that I was like, oh, whoa. It was like breathtaking. And so she sends us her lead and like she sang the song. And so she sends it in, and me and K. Anthony one day just went into the studio and we just stuck it out all day. And we brought in my friend Angie, Glenn, Angie G from St. Louis, a female producer. She's one of the best vocal producers I know. And so we got with her one day. We recorded all our parts, and I got a little crazy and went overboard probably with these BG. I just had this idea of the BGV sounding like heaven, like with all these symphonic parts and parts just swirling with our voices and creating this like cacophony of like voices that were like, I said to her, I was like, I want it to sound like people were singing from a mountaintop. Like these voices, like we're joining in with the heavenly chorus, singing this beautiful song to our Savior, that it all comes back to Jesus. And I remember K. Anthony recording his voice, and he has this really beautiful, deep Jamaican accent. And I was like, hey, bro, don't hide that. Like, how would you sing this part? Like, stop cleaning it up. Like, I want you to sound like you. I want you to sound like your indigenous sound. And then you have this Alicia. Alicia's on there, and she has such this girl, you got some soul. Like, it was just the way she sings, she has this beautiful, warm vibrato. And it's just, we all just came together, and I sang my part, and then I was like, hold on. I texted her, like, I did not realize this song was this high. But I just went for it, and K. Anthony went for it, and then I think we sent it back to you with everything we said. We just gave her more than enough. We gave her, brother, we just sang more than enough. We sung probably 150% more than what we could use for the actual song. We sent it back, and he pieced it together, and then she went on and she added even more sauce to it. And we pieced it together, and I think we went through probably what you guys are hearing is probably 10 or 15 revisions.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. Cannot wait to play it for our listeners. They will be blown away. Speaking of the lyrics, though, back to Jesus and you guys writing it together. You mentioned a little bit about where you pulled those from, but do you have your own stories of where the lyrics came from for you specifically? Maybe Alicia, let's start with you this time.
I actually wrote the first verse in the chorus is kind of what I came to with the guys originally, and it really came out of the past 2 years, actually since COVID. I've just personally had just countless friends and close people in my life, in my family even, that have really struggled with this, I would say, epidemic of anxiety and doubt in almost everything, every facet of our lives. And so journeying through that with a lot of people, seeing people either just chuck God out the window because of so much hurt, so much instability. It was just breaking my heart. And I sat down and I wrote that verse and the chorus, just it all comes back to Jesus. That's the only line that kept coming to my head. And so I wrote that out of, and also the old hymn kind of inspired that, where on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And in Matthew 7, where Jesus is talking about that, where he's talking about, if you build your house on the rock, on a firm foundation, the wind will come and the storms will come and the rain will drop, but you're going to be solid. And so I just, that image of that really kind of propelled this song. And when we were writing it, we were trying to be quite personal and honest about that, that real struggle that I think a lot of Christians, you either go one direction where God is good all the time and you're not actually acknowledging that life is hard and that sometimes we do have doubts and we do struggle to believe that God is good and that He is our foundation. Or you go the complete opposite road, which I've seen a lot of people do in our generation and younger, is just going, you know what? Life's hard. God must not exist, and I'm done with this. And so I feel like we really desperately wanted to address, the epidemic of sinking sand. I feel like that's what it is. If that's the in my head, what it kind of sums up. And it's just to speak into our culture and say, no, God has you. He's good. He is present. Even when you don't feel him, even when you don't see him working, he's working. And that he is worth standing on. And just that longevity of pushing through and going, nope, I'm going to choose to believe that God is who he says he is, and that God's grace is good enough for my mistakes, and it covers all of the insecurities and all of the anxieties that we have. And so for me, yeah, it's very close to home. It's something that I've very personally walked through with a few people in my life that are close. And so this is, I really do hope that this song encourages people to, you know, dig back into the roots of where this all comes from, the person of Christ, the grace of Christ. It's not the church that we stand on. It's Christ that we stand on. So that's my heart in this song.
Lloyd, your story.
Yeah, for me, it's honestly, sometimes my biggest insecurities comes from the voices inside of my head. Mm-hmm. And so for me, the most powerful part of the song is that line exactly. It all comes back to Jesus. Mm-hmm. From my personal experience in my life, you know, I will often tell people everything that could go wrong has happened in my life, from experiencing sexual abuse as a kid to experiencing physical abuse in my own household with stepfather, which God has redeemed that story now, and losing my mom to cancer on my birthday 8 years ago. And so it seems like I've been in this lifelong journey of just trauma after trauma after trauma. But at the end of this, of every road, every roadblock, I've always been confronted with the undeniable grace of Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for me, my prayer is that whatever I sing, whatever songs I write, that they are dripping with that grace, that they remind people of our shared human experience, mm-hmm. and that God doesn't want us to go around feeling anything, but he meets us in the midst of our pains, our doubts, our insecurities, our trauma. And he gives us so much of who he is. And I promise you, I've learned in my life with these, I've had a lot of night seasons and I've had a lot of day seasons, but I've learned that in the night, in the darkest hours, that's when his light shines the greatest. That's mm-hmm. when he's the brightest. That's when you see him so clearly, when it's not clouded by all the light, when you can, even sometimes I tell people, I was like, I've seen the grace of God so sufficient in my life, but it seems like the only thing I can see is the next step that's in front of me. Mm. And I've taken those steps and I've learned over the years that you can trust him with the next step. Even when you can't see the full picture in front of you, his grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
He's for you. He's never against you. He makes beauty out of ashes. And in your pain and your suffering, his glory will be greater.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, indeed. Wow. I love speaking with you guys. This beautiful song's out May 3rd. That is Friday. For people who want to learn more, it's going to be everybody, come on, wants to hear the song. They want to know more about all of you. How can they go about learning about you, Lloyd, and you, Alicia? Where can they find out more information?
So my handle on all social media is Lloyd Nix Jr., and that's LLOYDNICKSJR. You can find me on there. Also at LloydNicks.org. You can find all my music links there on my website. You can search me out on YouTube and see the music that God has birthed through me. And I would love to just get to know you and to share my story with you and encourage you.
Yeah, and my social media handle and everything too is Alicia Eich Music. So it's AlishaEichMusic. And also my website is AliciaEich.com. And yeah, through those two things, you can kind of see all of my history in music, my story, and just see what's coming up, which is really exciting. So, yeah, I'm so excited to just be a part of this song and to move forward in this. And I just feel like God's going to do something really cool with it. So,
yes, it's such a great song. Thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.